Haywire.
The ABC gives regional youth a voice. Debbie Patterson comes from Bathurst in New South Wales. At 19, she looks back on her life having done everything within only a few blocks from home, and she looks ahead to when she'll finally be moving on.
Hi, my name's Debbie Patterson, and this is my story, Moving On. I'm 19 years old. That means for 19 years I've lived right here, Bathurst. We moved house once, packed everything into a shoe shop green removalist van, and took it all out again 2 blocks later. I lost my strawberry shortcake doll in the move. From where I live, I can hear the hooter at my primary school, hear the kids playing at lunch and recess. It's about a block and a half away. The strangest thing is that when I walk through the school grounds now, I get the feeling that I hated primary school, but I didn't. It's just that high school was so much better. My high school is 3 blocks away. I think that was probably the worst thing about year seven. I had to get up half an hour earlier because it was further to walk. And every September there was that bloody magpie near the water tower. Out of my group of Bathurst friends, 4 of us went to primary school together, and 3 of us are now at CSU. Catherine's doing marketing, Matt, who lives at the end of my street, is doing IT, Michael's doing business, and Zeb's an apprentice plumber. I'm at uni too. It must be at least 8 blocks away, so I have to ride my bike. At the end of high school, I was convinced that if I didn't go away to uni, I'd never leave home. Then I started to think about cleaning out my bedroom and deciding what to take away with me, what art posters to take off the wall, and about not having Mum to proofread my essays or my sister to give me a hand putting more ink into the computer printer. It was all a bit too hard, especially when I was doing the HSC as well. Eventually, I made it too late to go anywhere else. I didn't find accommodation, so I put the CSU number on my UAC form. From the very first day I've had, my goodness, I couldn't stand to go to uni in my hometown. And you still live with your parents? At this, people start backing away, slowly, so as not to make me suspicious. It's a well-known fact that anyone who still lives with their parents, in their hometown, at 19 is bound to be dangerous. Young people who've lived in Bathurst for most of their lives are usually easy to detect. They're the ones saying, "Bathurst is a hole. I can't wait till I move to Sydney." They usually turn up a few years later, packing corn full-time at the Edgells factory, down near my old house. I've never really felt like that. My Year 6 teacher used to tell us, "Only boring people get bored." I don't want to be a boring person. So I work at a local department store, behind the cosmetics counter. I do volunteer work at a local art gallery. Every Thursday I read excerpts from the local paper on community radio. I paint abstract pictures with bright colours. At the end of this year, I'm going to England for a year. I can come back at any time, but will home be waiting for me?